appreciate the shirt. Doesn't.
So there's been a spill back there, Charlie. I
haven't. Have fun, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't here.
That's the frosting on the cake, the cherry on top. However you want to describe it, how would you describe it?
Yeah, it's just nice to win. It's a big 2 points, but these milestones and things to celebrate are all fun. It's a part of it. It's nice, but when you win, it makes it that much better, and you can enjoy it a little more. So that's what I'm happy about. I know we're all happy about that. But that was a great game by us to get the job done. That was huge.
We'll talk about the game in a second, but first of all, just the moment on the ice there with your teammates. They encourage you to go out and get your acknowledgement, and then mobbed you. What was that like?
Yeah, it's just, I think, speaks to the leadership and the type of guys that we have in here. And you know, no one cares about the credit. It's all about whoever's special night it is, right? And it's fun to be a part of. It's really fun to be a part of a group like that, to come in every day and just have fun working hard and getting better, but to celebrate this stuff in little moments like that you'll remember for a long time. And but it goes to show who we have in here and what kind of people they are, and teammates, and just, yeah, pushing that little stuff that you might not want to do, but it does mean a lot. And it's a very special thing.
Can you just talk about the effort that went into winning the hockey game the way you won this one tonight?
We all stepped up. There was a lot of guys who stepped up, and go on and on. Sometimes things get overshadowed with Lundstrom and Marchman coming back. Those guys played really, really good hockey for being out. Guys playing through checks, being a little more physical and hard to play against. I think that was a big component of why we ended up in a 1-0 game. Could we have extended it? Yeah, there's some chances and things, but we were solid defensively. They had some chances, but Jet comes up big as we need our goalies too. But for the most part, that's played a good, solid hockey team against a really good Dallas team, which is, I mean, you can't ask for much more than that. There's some things that we can probably look at, like every game, to get better, but that's a pretty solid effort all around by guys.
Turn the NHL linesmen are no fun. Did you know that was offside?
No, I thought something could have happened. It was a high stick or what? I don't know if they call it a penalty or whatever, but it was kind of loud at that point. So Fantilli came to give me a hug, so I just hugged him, and then it was no goal, but 11 seconds left, we had the lead. I was pretty happy to almost close it out.
Is this bit exhausting for you? I know you're not a big attention guy. You took a lot of it today. This is about as tired as you've been.
There was a lot going on in my head. I laid down for a nap and just stared at the back of my eyelids. I didn't sleep at all. I didn't think I was nervous, but there were obviously some nerves in me. Just, I don't know, just kind of going through it and knowing the guys were doing some special things around here that I wasn't fully ready for and had no knowledge of. But those were cool moments, and I would do it again and again to go through it and, of course, end up with a win at the end.
Were the three jerseys part of that? Did you know those were coming?
I had some idea. I had some idea with that. But there was some other stuff in the locker room and things like that that I wasn't ready for. And then, you know, you see videos around the league of guys and family coming in to do the pregame and all that. And I didn't think of that until literally a minute before it happened. And I went, oh, they better not be bringing anyone in. And my dad comes in. It was very special. He kept a straight face today, not telling me he was coming in to do that. And I think it brought him joy, it brought us joy, and maybe it pumped us up. Who knows? He might have to come back again on Saturday.
Did you watch the video during the stoppage or
not? Try not to, but yeah, I caught myself looking up. It was cool to hear that the crowd cheer when talked about Olivier. And that's the stuff you like, and everyone has a good time with, and it worked out.
A lot of times this year, that game has gone the other way. Against a good team like that, how important was getting that win the way you guys did?
Well, it's huge. We pull it out. A lot of good teams in this league, and we're one of them. We have to get comfortable in those games, and I think we've seen it a little more these days. We're able to close it out and play solid and just not have doubt when we have a lead third period. And that's a sign of a mature team and learning from past experiences. That's all we can do. So if we can keep working at that and get better, that's huge for our team. And of course, our goalie's doing a great job back here. To any breakdowns, they shut the door. But it's a big thing to work on, and it's a step in the right direction for us.
At the point, the 1,000 games left are up, so you have a lot of shutouts in your favor. When in those games do you know that your goalie is on it, and when did you kind of know tonight Jet was on his game at his best?
I mean, you have pretty good confidence in Jet. There's not too many times where I'm wondering if he has it or not. I think we just kind of have that confidence in us, no matter who's back there, especially him tonight. He's making saves, he's making stuff look easy. Even from the bench, sometimes you get the view of the puck and screens and you kind of have a gulp, and he just makes an easy save. So he just gives us full confidence back there for us to go out and play, and that helps us to do our job, and that's what makes a good team. Sure.